Welcome once again to the glorious Peak District, more specifically Wild Boar Clough. I'm out for a wander today and it is absolutely beautiful today, it really is. It feels like spring is finally here and it does feel like it's been a long winter, it really does. We've not really had any full-on winter conditions. We have up in the hills, but not really down in deepest, darkest Derbyshire at street level. So, earlier on today I parked the car at the legendary Cat and Fiddle Inn and I walked it down to Three Shire Heads, which is a chain of waterfalls, and at that point it's where Cheshire, Staffordshire and Derbyshire meet. It was a really nice place to relax this morning. It was quite busy actually. There was two other people there, two other photographers. Obviously I was there with my camera, mainly concentrating on video, doing a few time lapses and stuff like that, but yeah, it was nice to meet some other fellow camera users, have a chat for a while. And then I climbed up and over the hill and then back down to Wild Boar Clough. And then I did the short and sharp, steep ascent up onto Shutlingslow. At one point, it does get near vertical, but it is a good leg stretch and thoroughly enjoyable. I think I spent about 10 minutes there and then headed back down to Wild Boar Clough, which is where I'm climbing back out of again now. And as I was saying, it's a stunning day today. Not a cloud in the sky. You may just be able to hear a plane in the background which is flying into Manchester Airport, because we're on the western side of the glorious Peak District today. Blue skies, a nice breeze, and just the right temperature as well, not too hot. Perfect walking conditions, I think I'll go on record as saying. So far, the walk has been about 8 miles, and I think it'll probably end up being around about 10 by the time I've finished. So I'm climbing back out of the valley now, up towards the legendary Cat and Fiddle. In the description of this bit of audio, I'll place a link to the map from today, and also a link to the video. I'm really glad you know that it's spring, because as I was saying, winter seems to have been a really long and drawn out thing this year, with only really the odd day of what you would class as nice winter conditions, nice crisp snow. I did a few walks in the Peak District, a nice wild camp as well in the snow, it was all good. But I'm so glad that I hope we've seen the back of that weather and we're back into the good stuff again, where the daylight hours are gradually stretching out. So that makes a happy Dean, it really does. This is the first audio I've done in a while actually. I can't even remember what the last one was. Today is St. Patrick's Day, which makes me think, last year I was in or on the paradise island of Koh Phi Phi off the coast of Thailand, and yeah, we celebrated St. Patrick's Day there. But what a contrast. I mean, the Peak District is paradise to me, but yeah, it's quite a contrast to where we were last year. And it only seems like 5 minutes ago. Strange, really. But that's life, I guess. It felt really good to stretch the legs again today. I'd just been working the night shift, so I'd missed some nice weather. So I was anticipating and keeping my fingers crossed that I might get some nice weather days when I was off. And thankfully, the second day into my set of four off is glorious. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm out walking. Not that I'm a fair weather walker, don't get me wrong, but who wants to walk in rain, really? Done it before. You don't really get any views, do you, really? But I think when the sun comes out, I think I can feel myself recharging again. Maybe it's the lack of, was it vitamin D? But as I was saying, this winter seems to have dragged on so much, and I just feel like I'm coming back to life again now the weather's better. I've got some really great trips planned over the next couple of months. This time next week, actually, we're going to be jetting off to Rome. That's my girlfriend's 30th birthday, so that should be quite a good four-day adventure. And then I'm off to Scotland. I shall wave hi to the legendary McColgan on the way up, and we're off to Fort William with my friends to go hiking. And then towards the end of May, I'm quite excited, actually. We're going to New York, which should be awesome. But anyway, I'm thinking way in advance now. I'm going to get back to enjoying today and enjoying these last few miles back up to the car before it's back to reality. But you never know. I might bust the bike out tomorrow and head to Sherwood Pines or somewhere like that. Okay, so as always, thanks for listening. And I will speak to you again very soon, hopefully. Bye for now.